Hey guys, I had a great conversation just now with Rebecca B. Brumberg. Had a great conversation with Rebecca, and we talked about like healing your inner core, like really, really healing. She really explained to us what somatic healing was and how that works to help you rewire and reprogram the way you think from the inside. And I think it's so important for us to really look at what is it that we are doing that's maybe causing this glass ceiling in our life, right? So the self-sabotaging behaviors, the perfectionism, the way we stop ourselves from doing the things that we really want to do. And I want to make sure that you, the one looking at this right now, really has the tools that you need to make sure that you move forward in the things that you want to do. Now, we only have one life, and I want to make sure that you live it to your fullest. So I can't wait for you to watch this episode. Let's go. What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And I'm so stoked that you're here. Make sure that you like, share, subscribe, all that great stuff, because we are growing the community. And when we have amazing people from the planet on here, I want to make sure that you guys highlight them, show them some love, leave some comments, all that great stuff. Because today, we are going to be diving deep into the world of somatic healing and mindfulness with this incredible guest who's dedicated her life in helping others transform from surviving to thriving. Now, joining us today, we have this phenomenal woman, okay, Rebecca B. Brumberg. And Rebecca is not just a coach. She's a somatic healing coach. She's a consultant. She helps entrepreneurs really reach their magic. And I love that, right? So she guides them from going on running on fumes, which I know a lot of us are running on fumes, in this survival mode that we are always in. And she helps them shift into a state of calm and confident alignment. And I cannot wait for you to meet her. She's unbelievable. So get ready, y'all. Get ready, okay? Because we are going to have a really fantastic conversation. And I am so glad you're here, Rebecca. Thank you for joining us on Straight Talk. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, Nina. And I just love hearing what you're saying. It's like just hearing it from outside of myself helps me integrate even more that I get to do this work. It's a privilege to just get to help women overcome that just conditioning that just runs in the background, mm-hmm. and we don't even realize how much weight it brings down on us. So it's so important to bring it to light and tend to it so that life can just feel so much lighter and more fun.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and let's get into our conversation. But before we do that, I know that I gave a little bio of the overview of who you are, but I really do want to get to know you more, Rebecca. So tell us a little bit more about yourself. Tell us who you are. Who are you? Who are you?
Okay, I'm so many different things. I am a former ballet dancer. And so being in the body, it like came naturally to me as early as the age of 4. I'm also an entrepreneur. I have created 3 different flagship programs that I run that help improve women's lives through healing and through business as well. And who am I? I'm so many different things, but I'll start there. I'm a dog lover. I have a 15-year-old Boston Terrier mix named Molly, who I just adore. And I'm a sister. I'm a daughter. And I'm a yogi. I'm a meditator. I'm a lot of different things.
I love that.
Yeah, I can stop there, but I could go on for a long time.
No, I love that, right? Because we are a lot of different things. And, you know, I think one of the interesting things about when I ask that question is people sometimes go straight to what they do, like straight to their work, right? And not who they are, like, who are you, right? Because there's so many facets of who we are. And I think, and maybe you can agree with this or not, but I think most of us, like really purpose-driven women, sometimes get caught in that loop of only being what we do, you know, only being what we do. And I love that you said you've always been like connected to the body, like you've always been connected to your body. And so what is it that, you know, made you kind of like shift and say that this is something all women need, right? Or that we need to be teaching this, right? So, because to your point, you know, you being connected to your body in that way, I didn't start doing until I was in my 30s, right? Exactly. I'm 50 now. So tell me a little bit about that journey for you.
Well, even though I was in my body through dance, there were pieces that I was really missing out on that I didn't recognize until I was 35. So it was also in my 30s. And I went through something that nobody wants to go through. I found out that my ex-husband had had an affair. He was my husband at the time. This is about a decade ago. So it's easy to talk about because it's very well processed and integrated, but it was very painful at the time. Mm-hmm. And I realized through that experience of how painful the emotions were in my body that I had been living from the neck up for the first 35 years of my life.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And it was so profound to be like in a lot of pain emotionally, have it manifest physically, but then also to be curious. Like my curiosity was piqued online immediately. And we had happened to move someplace in Newport, Rhode Island, where I joke you can't swing like a mala necklace without hitting a bunch of yoga teachers and holistic counselors. And I was in the perfect place to heal with really good resources. I did a yoga teacher training. I found somatic therapy first for myself as a client. And then eventually I did a 3-year training alongside therapists, even though I'm not one. I just took to it like a duck to water because I had a 20-year mindfulness practice. But I realized through personal experience that it was the body-mind connection like that you have through meditation and through yoga that helped me move through a lot of emotions. I was like, hey, could I be in pain and in grief before yoga class and feel amazing afterwards? And it's because it got moved through the body. And so that's what really got me following that curiosity into something that eventually became my vocation that it is now.
Can you, you know, for those of who are listening and stuff and don't even know what somatic work is or what somatic healer is, break that down a little bit for us.
Thank you. Yeah. Soma means the body, the muscle, right? The tissue. And so somatic just speaks to the fact that a lot of our unconscious conditioning, it lives in the body, right? So
okay.
The body is the gateway to the unconscious. And so we're just essentially accessing that through somatic healing.
I see.
So it's this idea of like with talk therapy, right? We have a thinking concept of it, of ourselves and our stuff, and we know why we're doing it. We're watching ourselves do it. It's really painful. And then at some point, you got to go under the hood into the unconscious using the body. The body is the gateway to do that other big piece of work to fully heal something.
So is somatic healing and yoga, do that go hand in hand, or is somatic healing and yoga can be used as separate modalities?
Yoga is really helpful to facilitate a body-mind connection. Somatic is it uses a combination of dialogue and body awareness. So we're kind of toggling between the conscious mind and the unconscious mind.
Okay.
Love these questions. And you asked earlier, like, why do we all need it? Because we all have 90% of our thinking that's unconscious, right?
Yeah.
If you think about it, like most of our conditioning was set in place between the ages of 0 and 7, where we thought everything was about us, you know? Mm-hmm. So like none of us created a reliable, good, fully, you know, reliable operating system. Everything needs a little bit of re-examination and a little bit of rewiring.
Absolutely.
I joke, like if you had a childhood, you probably need therapy, right? And so somatic is just helping you do some of that cleanup work of, well, I know why I do the things consciously, but I can't change it. If that's what you're saying all of the time, then somatic is a great tool alongside. It's not instead of talk therapy. It's just a great tool in addition. And yoga just kind of helps you facilitate that body-mind connection that you need to have in order to, you know, get anywhere with somatic therapy. But somatic therapy is definitely like its own thing.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I love that explanation. Thank you. Because, you know, I think that as I'm hearing you talk and I'm thinking, I always talk about the same thing, right? Our neural pathways and how we have this programming. And I always say it like we're just an empty computer when we're born. And then everybody puts in their own programs into your computer. And because you don't have a conscious brain yet, you're not filtering out what's good and what's not. You're kind of just taking it all in. And you're right. If we all have a childhood, we all need therapy. That is so good. It's so true. And I think even when you have a good childhood, there's still things that are that other people put in you that you don't realize are still programs. There's still programs that you need to reprogram. So
it sounds. Yeah, there's always unmet needs. Yeah, there's always things
always
tending to, no matter how good your parents are. Like, perfection isn't human. We're not perfect.
No
parent can be perfect. And we always need to do a little bit of cleanup work, even if you had a really good childhood. Yeah.
I love that you call it a little bit of cleanup work, right? Some of us need a whole makeover, but yeah, it is. And that's the other word there is work, right? I think it's something that you have to be conscious about. And once you're conscious about it, I think you really should do the work. I really do believe that. I think that that is what will, even if you're successful. So it sounds to me like somatic work is also really good for people who have had trauma. Right.
Yes.
Because it's something that, like, for instance, I had a lot of trauma in my childhood and stuff. I've done a lot of work, right? Mm-hmm. EMDR and all this other stuff. I've done a lot of work. So the thing is, though, I realized that there were still like some scripts and some things that I was saying to myself where even though I am successful to a certain point because there's still language that needs to be broken through. Right.
Exactly. So,
Yeah. And that's powerful, right? You don't realize how powerful our brain is and our programming is and our spirit is, right? And so I want you to talk to us about the kind of work that you're doing. So if somebody's coming to you and they're like, I'm going through trauma or I'm going through self-sabotage, or I'm going through like that kind of stuff, right? It's stuff where that's stopping people. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because I speak to a lot of people that are, you know, entrepreneurs and CEOs and like coaches and stuff. And they're at this point sometimes in their life where they have this wall, this invisible wall mm-hmm. that they have kind of can't get through. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I know a lot of them are listening. And so I'm wondering, do you have like a tip, a tool, a trick, or something that they can use to get from maybe point A to point A and a half, right? It doesn't have to be from A to Z, yeah. but maybe there's a movement they can make.
Absolutely. So what you said earlier too speaks to the self-sabotage of just identifying mostly as your job. Mm-hmm. I went through that also personally and see a lot of clients of, you know, going through this process of hiding behind their accomplishments, but also doubting them with that imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
Right? And then you miss out on nourishment. You miss out on relationships. Vulnerability isn't safe. Making mistakes isn't safe. Looking stupid isn't safe. Like there's so many things that just keep you hemmed in and trapped and frozen where, you know, taking action is scary because what if they find out something is wrong with me, right? There's a lot of those relatable fears. And what I want to say about that, and I think this will be something you can kind of hold on to, is your hesitance to move forward or your propensity to maybe get in your own way by taking sloppy action, which some people do, it's hardwired. Shame is as hardwired as, you know, running from the bear in the woods.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So if somebody were to work with me, I'm glad you asked, like, what is it like to work with me? Because I love recommending EMDR, but I don't do it, for example, right? Mm-hmm. I teach skills that work alongside therapy that help you accelerate what you do. So if you were to come to me and say, I'm struggling with procrastinating, or I'm struggling with never finishing what I start. I get all excited to do the website, and then it's like the air gets let out of the balloon, and I just don't follow all the way through. It's called a finishing mm-hmm. block in my work. So we would assess what your blocks are. I have a 6 block quiz that I would have you take, and we would figure out what your leading blocks are, figure out the unhelpful beliefs underneath it, figure out maybe some young memories that you can do some work with through I teach a reparenting technique. So it's all sort of self-healing work. And I also, you know, do that. I lead that in community. So we do embodied conversations that we talk slower. We move at the speed of our unconscious. And we just get curious about like, what are the beliefs underneath? And I think healing it in community is so important because you just say one thing and then at least 3 to 6 heads nod because it's like me too. And Shame, it's so personal. It's so intimate and it needs de-shaming in community.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I couldn't agree more with you. That's something I've talked about a lot. I've done a lot of keynotes on that and stuff is shame, right? Because shame is just such a barrier to our success. And lots of people don't even realize that they're operating in shame or that they are, you know, holding on to shame. They don't call it that. They maybe call it something different. Like I just have a block or I just, you know, I can't move forward or whatever. I can't think. I have writer's block, whatever that thing is. And sometimes when you uncover that, that's why I love that you talked about that you have a block quiz, right? Because that will then kind of, you know, like pull it out for you and you'll be like, I didn't even realize I had this block. You know what I'm saying? Like, shame is a real thing. And shame is something that really does stop a lot of us from really accomplishing the things that we are have set out to accomplish, right?
And I tease people because it's like they think like, you know, like you think you're a broken unicorn. Like only you have this writer's block. Yeah. Only you procrastinate. And it's like, you're not a broken unicorn. Like everybody has some version of this.
Yes.
Even in some category of their life, right? Yes. Like, and yes. There's nothing wrong with it. And I think that's the piece. It's like, shame is something nobody wants to name underneath it. So I'm glad you're talking about it. And I fully agree.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's interesting too. And I want those who are listening, those who are very, very successful and those who are just starting, you know, all of us go through it. All of us go through it. Now I've spoken to multimillionaires. I've spoken to billionaires. They all have it. They all have it, right? Because they end up hitting something that they've never seen before or have done before or experienced before. And immediately either shame or fear or, you know, one of those things comes rearing up its ugly head. And even they are like, I don't know if I can, I don't know if I could do this. I'm gonna figure it out, but I just don't know if I could do this, right? And so, you know, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, because you tweaked a lot of my interest when we spoke, and it is about affirmations, right? Mm-hmm. Because I speak to so many people and, you know, some people are like, affirmations is BS, don't even bother. And some people are like, all I live is on is affirmations, right? So, and some people are like, I say affirmations all the time, but nothing happens. So I want you to kind of clear up all this shenanigans for us, right? And just talk to me a bit about that, right? What is affirmations? Because you do a lot of body work, how does affirmations affect our body? If you have something that you can talk to on that. And also, like, what are affirmations? Like, how do people... Like, just talk to me about affirmations, Rebecca, because there's so much noise.
Yeah.
And some of it is just not true. Right. Okay. So talk to us about that.
Okay. So, I mean, essentially, I think we all kind of know what affirmations are, but just to name it, it's a phrase that's beneficial that you repeat. And the more that you repeat it over time, the thinking is the more that you repeat it over time, the more that you can kind of, it can sink in and you can reprogram beliefs that are unhelpful. You can kind of change your conditioning by sending in an affirmation. And so the problem with affirmations is only when our unconscious disagrees with them, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so think about it this way. If you have one little part of you, like there are as many parts within us as there are stars in the sky. And if there is one part that believes that, let's say you're trying to affirm, I deserve success. I'm worthy of success. And there's one part of you that's like, no, we're not. Because of one core memory where you didn't get recognized for something.
Yeah.
You were 11.
Yeah.
In your science fair project, like whatever. It doesn't matter. What matters is that there's some unmet need there of nobody recognized your success back then. And so you decided at the time that you weren't worthy of it.
Yeah.
And until we deal with that one little part of us that is crossing its arms, the reason it's crossing its arms is it's saying it's not safe for me to believe that this is true.
Yep.
And so if your body doesn't believe that it's true and it feels unsafe to agree with it, then you're going to just strengthen the defense against the affirmation. So that's where somatic work comes in, is, you know, assessing and kind of uprooting and tending to those old unmet needs so that you can flip and be in agreement with that affirmation. Mm-hmm. So you can actually do like a muscle test of, am I a yes or a no? You know, you can use a pendulum, like whatever it is, you can use your, does it feel like a yes in my body? Am I uncomfortable saying this affirmation all of the time? Right? Mm-hmm. A yes feels mm-hmm. like a big open circuit and a no feels like a sort of contraction. So if you could track every time you say that affirmation, however subtle, and this is where developing a good body awareness practice comes in. If any part of you says, no, I don't, no, it's not true, then that's worth doing at least some journaling about, or maybe, you know, working with somebody like me to unearth the resistance to it.
Yeah, so that's so good.
Yeah, so they can work against us if we don't agree with them fully.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So do you then, what I hear you saying is then, are you saying that even if you repeat this a lot of times and it's starting to get into your subconscious and you're repeating it, but there's still some resistance, that what you're trying to bring forth in your affirmation or think about in your affirmation may not fully develop, may not fully happen? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. if your body doesn't agree with it, then your actions won't align with it. Right.
Right. Right.
So, like if I believe some part of me doesn't believe that I deserve success, then I'm not going to follow all the way through. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm going to do the website, but then not publish it. Right. Mm-hmm. Or for example, so the affirmations, our beliefs inform our behavior. And mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. when we have failed to transform those beliefs using affirmations, then the action won't follow through, or we'll be sloppy with it or something like that. Something will disconnect because we're physical creatures and we need to, you know, be like magnetic with that positive affirmation and feel aligned in order to take those actions.
Yeah. You know, yeah. We also have a lot of evidence in our life that shows us that we can do those things that we're fighting against, right? Mm. You know,
I love that.
I was talking to someone today and he was telling me that he struggles a lot with being successful because when he was a kid, his father, every time he tried to do something really well, his father was like, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. Right. And I'm like, well, you've been out of it longer than you were in it. Mm. So have you had any evidence to prove that saying wrong? Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, let's break that down. You know, so we started breaking down, you know, all of the things that he did that were successful and the things in his life that he did do that disproved what he was told when he was younger.
Sure.
Right. So sometimes you have way more evidence to the contrary of what your body is feeling. So I agree with what you're saying with, you know, do you feel that little bit like, ugh, that little that comes up? Cause I know when I feel like that, I'm like, what is that? I always question myself. What is that? What happened there? Mm-hmm. What is going on there? You know?
Yeah.
And even, you know, like we have those feelings, Rebecca, even when we are, if we're being dishonest or if we are being not nice to someone or something like that and your body reacts, that's a reason for that, right? It's almost right. Like you're betraying your spirit, your soul, your body. You're betraying it somewhere. Some betrayal is happening that you need to align.
That's mm-hmm. a refined level of awareness that you're talking about that not everybody has, right?
Right.
Like a lot of us are living from the neck up.
Right.
So,
you know what? I love that you said that too, because that was really powerful when you said, I lived from the neck up for about 35 years, right? And I think that most of us do live from the neck up, right? We're always logical, trying to be logical thinkers. And a lot of us do live from not everybody, because there's some people who are very in tune and very aware of their bodies and have been all their lives, right? I think of creative dancers or, you know, people who create, you know, this art that you don't understand, but they do because it's from this place that nobody knows, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. But most of us have been taught, unfortunately, in schools or whatever to be logical thinkers, right? This is right. This is wrong. This is up. This is down. Get up. Don't sit, you know, that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was reading something that came out about schools and how these I forgot the name of the schools, but anyway, there's a certain set of schools that these kids are going to that they don't teach the traditional way of teaching, and these kids have now thrived and are growing in exponential ways and have been for the last like 50 years or whatever it is. They're the ones that are the one percenters, the creators, the, you know, that kind of stuff. And Montessori schools or something like that. I don't remember. Montessori. It might be Montessori or something like that, but the education is different. But that just kind of like goes along with what you're saying, right? Like once you start to know who you really are and live in that space, you also show up better, don't you, Rebecca? You show up better at work. You show up better in relationships. You show up better in your business, online. You show up to just show up better when you know who you are and when you align with what you are wanting and feeling and saying.
Exactly. And I think that's a journey that everybody's got to go through to get more aligned and more aware, because the ego is here to protect us. And until mm-hmm. we examine it with safety and support, it's going to lead our lives, because it's leading us to safety, however small and confining that safety may be. And so I always go with my clients through this process of like celebrating the ways that our parts kept us safe, because we're here, we made it, right? I just wanted to touch upon what you were saying before with your client that you worked with and helping him see how successful he's been. I call that delivering the memo, right? Mm-hmm. Because while all of us might think that we know, if there's one part of us that doesn't recognize that you're not that person anymore, that like that criticism was never true. Here's evidence. Here's evidence. Look at all that I've accomplished. And it's just about being body aware enough to deliver that information to parts of us that have been kind of cut off. So what somatic work does is it's integration, right? It's like bringing parts of you forward into the present, right? Like I have a technique that I teach of like, take your inner child to work day.
I love that.
Your amorphous inner child, there's precise parts that you learn to work with in a really systematic way. But, you know, taking that part of you, like around your home, maybe to your work, you know, to look at your life and be like, this is what we've built for ourselves. And it's new information for a part of us that has been a little bit offline and kind of driving the bus of discomfort, of keeping ourselves small in order to stay safe.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I also want to add that if you don't have, or you don't feel like you have something to walk around and say, look at what I've built. Let me tell you something. You've survived a lot of things, and nobody can just say that they are where they are without surviving something, right? Mm-hmm. And we're survivors more than we know we are. Right. And so I want you to look at that evidence too. So not just how Rebecca just said, you know, walk around and say, look what we've built, look what we've done, because that is true. And also just look at your life and say, look who I am. I am standing today still, even after all of those things. Right. And so I love that, Rebecca, because I know more and more people are feeling like this FOMO or they're not good enough or this imposter syndrome. All this stuff is happening because when social media came on the scene, as exciting as it was, we stopped living our lives and started watching people live their lives. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And that has caused this disconnect, right, with who we really are. Because back in the day, I mean, I'm 51, right? So I'm talking Generation X, right? So Generation X really has the best of both worlds. We had it before and then we have it now.
Yes.
But the good thing about having it before is that we went outside. We went with other people. We were around humans. Like we had to develop things from the ground up. You had to work hard to do it. Not saying that they don't work hard today. What I'm saying is we didn't have all the information at our fingertips like they do now, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it's information overload.
Yeah.
And so it's hard sometimes to disconnect that and to find the right people. And that's why I wanted you on here, Rebecca, because when we talked, I knew you were the real deal. We had a great conversation and you just dropped some wisdom even in that conversation, right? So I thought it was super important to have you come on, to have people listen to what you have to say, right? Because what you're doing with people and helping them connect is so important right now. And especially for so many, this big movement and shift that we're having in the world where people are shifting into entrepreneurship or growing their own thing or into leadership, right? Like people are really looking to go there, Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so tell me about how you work with people right now. I know you work, you told me a little bit about that, but what does the program look like? Like, what is that about? How does that all work? Especially for those who are listening, who are connecting with you.
Yeah. And what I want to validate in what you said before I jump into that is like entrepreneurship is a spiritual journey, right? Like it's deeply personal and it's going to put your stuff right in front of your face. Right. Like anything that you need to work on is going to come up if you're running a business because it's so personal. So the name of my core program that's focused on healing is called Finishing School. So it's the idea of like, I support you with learning the skills to do that cleanup work so that you don't have to be guided by conditioning that you've seen that you're doing the thing. And we just help you kind of uproot it. You know, it's funny that the lawn equipment has been here because it's like using the weed whacker versus doing the uprooting, right? Mm. Meditation is weed whacker. Yoga class is weed whacker. It calms us, but it doesn't uproot why we get triggered, why we hold ourselves back, et cetera. And so I teach you three core skills. I teach you how to heal your nervous system. I teach you how to reparent inner child parts using somatic techniques, working with the body. And I also teach you my signature rewire technique. So it's a 6-module curriculum that I developed in 2021 that 100 women have moved through and had great results from.
Amazing.
So the program with me is 12 weeks of intensive support working with me one-on-one and meeting in the group, because I think that's really incredibly important to have that community experience validated and just have support and have a rewire buddy. So it's coaching, it's community, it's curriculum, and those three things, and 12 weeks of intensive support and another month of support to help you make sure you get through the curriculum and have the time and space that you need to get the results that you want. We're very clear with setting goals at the beginning, even though it's healing and it can be kind of squishy. We set concrete goals of, I will feel good walking into this meeting. I will, publish my website, start my business, whatever the actions are, whatever the felt state is.
Yeah.
We set concrete goals so that you're not done until you've met those goals.
That's so good, right? Because it's all important. It really is. And it all comes together. Like, you can't, what's that word? It can't be woo-woo, right? Without this concrete thing, you do have to have some set of parameters and goals that you're going to go through, some boundaries that you really want to set for yourself so that you can be successful. And I think that that's where people maybe misunderstand or don't have that connect, right? Because this inner healing work doesn't mean that, you're just like sitting there, like, smoking something and going into this. Right. But they don't realize that this is important, because when you show up, it's you that's showing up, whether it's at that business meeting, whether it's at the beach, whether it's with family, whatever, it's still you. And we are so multifaceted, to our point in the beginning, right? We're so multifaceted that this kind of work is super important, especially with healing, because it's going to just make you feel better. It just is. Mm-hmm. And when you start showing up like you are authentically you, without shame or anger or frustration or fear or any of those things, there's nothing like it, Rebecca. There is just nothing like it. Mm-hmm. And another thing is, it's a lifelong journey. This is not going to happen overnight.
Yeah. I always say there's no silver bullet. Like, you are the silver bullet. And the practices that I teach, they're little tiny daily things that you do that I still rewire on a regular basis, because I'm always growing and my self-concept is always shifting. And I keep people around me who grow with me so that we can support each other. And that's so important to recognize, is we are in a constant state of expansion. That's our natural state, is to not be static. And that is very threatening for the part of us that feels like change isn't safe, which is why we need this work. And that's why entrepreneurship is so hard.
Yeah. I love that. And I love the statement that you made, that entrepreneurship is like a real spiritual work, right? It's like a real thing. Like, you really face a lot of demons when you go into this by yourself. It is a lot of work. So I'm super grateful to you for stepping in here and like really dropping these gems on my audience. I cannot tell you how appreciative I am of that. I love what you're doing with people, and I really wish you much success and blessings over this, because I know that it is it's work, and it's also work for you, Rebecca, because you have to rewire yourself. You have to show up for you in order for you to show up for others, right?
Thank you. I love that.
Absolutely love that. So before I let you go, I do want people to know how to follow you, though, and where to find you, all that kind of good stuff. So give us all of that information.
Absolutely. So on Instagram, I am Rebecca B Coaching, B-E-E, like the bumblebee. And that's also my website, RebeccaBCoaching.com. And in either place you can find me, you'll see an option to get a healing audit with me. It's a free one-on-one conversation where you'll leave with clarity on steps you can be taking. It'll be an opportunity for you to assess how you're doing on those skills with regulation, repair, reparenting, and rewiring, because we've all been picking up a little bit here and there. And so you want to see how refined your skill set is. And then I give you a plan for next steps. It might be working with me. It might be things that you can be doing on your own, but it's a free offering from me.
I love that. I love that so much. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you for just being authentic and real. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nina.
Thank you. Love this. Love this whole conversation. Guys, I told you that she's a good human. Make sure that you really follow her, love, like, all that, share all that great stuff, because it is really important that we show up for each other and that we show up and support each other. So I'm going to make sure to link all of her information below. You don't want to miss this kind of stuff, especially if she's, offering you like a free call to get on there with her and for her to even take on the next steps, whether it's working with her or not. What I want you guys to do is to move forward, right? And so to reprogram yourself so that if there are things that are stopping you, they don't need to. You're not promised tomorrow. So start making decisions today to better yourself to move forward. All right, guys, I love you so much. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.